From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, August 16th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Democratic Congressman Jared Golden says he's not endorsing anyone in the race for the White House. Golden, who represents Maine's 2nd District, had raised concerns about President Biden's ability to serve another term and then said he wanted to learn more about Vice President Kamala Harris's priorities when she became the presumptive nominee. But on Thursday, Golden said he's running for a 4th term, quote, to represent all the people of the district, regardless of who they vote for at the top of the ticket. The campaign of Republican challenger Austin Terrio has sent out near-daily press releases for weeks attacking Golden for not saying whether he supported Biden or Harris. Former President Donald Trump won Maine's 2nd District in both 2016 and 2020. Dozens of people turned out in Newcastle on Thursday to support the creation of a national monument for Frances Perkins, the nation's first female cabinet secretary. As Kevin Miller reports, Interior Department officials said they were impressed by what they heard and saw.
Deb Holland is the first Indigenous person to serve as a cabinet secretary. And as she sat in a nearly 200-year-old barn on the Frances Perkins homestead, Holland said Perkins should be honored for not only breaking the cabinet gender barrier, but also carrying out President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal initiatives.
I'm so honored. I feel her legacy in this position that I have right now and grateful for that I stand on her shoulders.
Perkins is credited with implementing the federal minimum wage, passing child labor laws, standardizing the 40-hour work week, and establishing Social Security. No promises were made Thursday about the National Monument petition, but Assistant Interior Secretary Shannon Estenez said National Park staff were amazed at how much of Perkins' life was preserved by her family.
I will tell you, when our team first came here, they came back giddy, because nothing gets an historian giddy like walking through a place and seeing the typewriter this person typed on and holding a book that this person held and looking into a Bible that this person read.
The homestead is now owned by the nonprofit Frances Perkins Center. If approved, it would become just the 3rd national monument in New England. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
A proposed $360 million transmission line upgrade in New Hampshire is drawing criticism from consumer advocates in 5 states, including Maine. Maine Public Advocate Bill Harwood says the cost of Eversource Energy's overhaul of a 49-mile power corridor near the White Mountains will show up on customer bills across New England. Harwood estimates Maine's share is $32 million. The company plans to replace more than 500 wooden poles with metal ones. Harwood says he and his colleagues say the company could just replace worn-out poles instead.
And so far, Eversource has dug in their heels and said, we're going to go ahead with the project. And so that's why we have reached out to them one more time, urging them to reconsider.
In a statement, Eversource says the transmission line update is critical to providing reliable power in the face of more intense storms. According to the company's timeline, construction could start by the end of the year. Maine Health has launched a new ambulance service aimed at reducing delays in transporting patients between its facilities. Mike Senecal, the senior director of Maine Health's Emergency Medical Services, says the new system will also alleviate strain on local EMS services, which have historically provided transport services.
But now with their staffing challenges and demands in the community have risen, EMS calls have increased. They're needed in their local communities.
Senecal says so far, Maine Health has purchased 14 ambulances and hired more than 70 people to support the service. He says it currently moves 10,000 patients a year, and the goal is to be able to move 16,000. An annual rule change goes into effect on Friday for river, stream, and brook fishing in Maine. Between now and September 30th, anglers can only use artificial lures or flies on rivers, streams, and brooks. Inland Fisheries and Wildlife spokesman Mark Laddie says the change is to protect landlocked salmon and brook trout as they prepare to spawn, as live bait hooks can injure the fish that are caught and released.
they swallow a little deeper. And so you're more likely to injure a fish if you release it when you remove the hook utilizing a minnow or a worm. But with a fly or an artificial lure, usually the fish kind of swipes at it and you get the fish in the side of the mouth. The fish isn't hooked as deeply.
Laddie says bag limits are now reduced to one brook trout and landlocked salmon per day per angler. And millions of pounds of wood waste in New England could be transformed into sustainable jet fuel and fish food for aquaculture. Mark Herz of GBH in Boston has more on a project by scientists at the University of Maine and UMass Lowell.
Hunter Mack, an engineering professor at UMass, is part of the team on the $10 million federally funded project. He says they're looking to use a fermentation process on the wood waste to make proteins that farmed Atlantic salmon can eat, and for the aviation fuel, also use a process called hydrothermal liquefaction.
So you soak the biomass in water, bring it to a very high temperature and high pressure, and that biomass falls apart. And once it falls apart, those are your building blocks, which you can then put back together. Instead of putting back together as wood, you put it back together as jet fuel.
Max says finding cost-saving uses for abundant, unused wood waste will not only increase sustainability, but cut down on greenhouse gases. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Mark Herz.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Monday morning, we'll discuss the prospects for peace in the Middle East. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.